What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past eight. In thick, you're looking like a...
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rick. All I love is Zulu Girl. Oh, I say, oh, oh, all I love is Zulu Girl.
This is Quest F. Deck off. All the stars. All the hits. Yeah, I love you. This is Majima's Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the weekday shake here on Madiba's Radio.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Honey, we're back.
Exactly, we're back like we never left.
We're back like Umkolo, back like Umkokochisana.
Hey.
We're reunited. How long has it been?
It's been a while.
Oh my goodness, I think it's been like 4 or 5 weeks of
it
us
has.
Being apart.
Literally.
I missed my co-host, guys.
Like, I was really? Also like, well, girly, where you at? Where are
I'm
you
I'm here,
at?
Honey. It's just that school just has me, you know.
Ish.
School has us right now in the pits. Okay?
It does.
Has and us then, in the pits. Mm. But we're alive.
We're still kicking.
We're alive. We're
still
good.
We're here.
You're doing amazing. Mm. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing nice. You know, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, yo, yo, yo.
Oh, you're getting down. What you are your plans to do since it's a Friday as well?
I don't even have plans. That's the thing. That's
I was about
the
to
thing.
Say, how are you writing exams and you have plans on a Friday?
I mean, I got lucky. Like, I'm done with exams. So.
Oh, my goodness. How many exams did you have?
Just one, actually.
And this was literally the first week of exams, and you're telling me that you're done.
I was shocked too. Like, I was like, first week done?
Oh,
okay.
Oh my word.
This is shocking, but we'll take it. Even though there still is research, but you know.
Oh my God.
At least studying is
over. So you're going home soon?
I'm going to go home at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
why do you still
no want to
stay in PE out of all places?
Valid question. I feel like, I don't know. Usually because I always leave very early.
So, and then now, what changed?
Yeah, now I was like, no, let me stay for a bit, you know, see
oh,
what's the
gosh.
Vibe.
Imagine staying in this place with the power outages all the time.
True.
I'm so done with PE right now.
But I feel like also another factor is the fact that, like, because, like, there's still, like, assignments and research due, I want to go home and still open my laptop. So it's
okay,
like,
yeah, okay.
When I go home, I want to be like, it's recess.
Full on rest. Yes. Full on. Okay, I know, I get it.
But how have you been? Are you still writing? Like, what's the vibe? What's on the roster, as they say?
Oh, my goodness, child. I'm going through the most, okay?
It's
I have,
a lot.
Like, 6 exams. I've only written, like, 1.
6?
Right now. Literally 6 exams. So, you can imagine the amount of stress and, like, the less sleep that I'm getting right now.
I feel like that's illegal. That's illegal.
Like I'm going to sue this university, actually.
Like, I feel like that's valid.
Because
like,
how dare you do that to me?
Take them to court. Because what is that?
I'm telling you, it's been hell, okay? But we are working for those degrees, honey. We're working to be those psychologists, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We want to be qualified so that by the time the man comes to me, he knows. Yo, this girl.
She knows what
She's that girl.
You know? So
so that's the only reason why we're pushing at this point. But other than that, I'm doing amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still glowing and having fun with life.
I'm
amazing. I just missed being on radio, or rather, podcast.
True. I mean, it did make me miss the TMS days.
Of course.
Like
we gotta, but then again, like, we evolve with the times, right?
Yeah, we gotta evolve. We gotta move into the future.
Exactly. And we bring you, like, better content in the sense.
Gotta evolve like that.
Exactly.
And speaking of which, when we're talking about exams, I just realized that, you know what? In as much as it is June and we are writing and stuff like that, we gotta find those pockets to have fun.
Actually, you're right. You're right.
Because...
But also fun is like really different for people. And
definitely.
What does fun look like to people?
Definitely.
What would fun look like to you?
For me, honestly, I think that's something, not to say I'm still figuring out, but something I'm open to kind of learning more about.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like I'm open to many things, which is a good but bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense that like... I don't, like, for example, I don't mind going to groove and getting down. But at the same time, I also don't mind, you know, going to like paint in a park. Mm. But now it comes to, do I have to choose both, or can I have both, or what goes down? So I think, especially as of recently, I've been in an era where it's like, wow, I want to be outside more. Mm. But like, not outside as like outside.
But like, yeah.
But like outside. Generally, like in nature. I mean, that's also cool too. But that's also cool too. But like generally in nature, and like, I was even thinking maybe I should pick up a sport, you know, just do something, you know, active.
That's beautiful. Like, I remember someone saying, sometimes you just really just need like a bit of sunlight. Mm. And that's all that matters. It literally changes your day.
It does.
So you're right. I think especially when we're writing exams, you need that time where you just can breathe.
Definitely.
You know, like, because we're always in our thoughts. I know that this time is really hectic for everybody.
Mm.
Hectic in the sense that, one, there are people that didn't qualify, right? Didn't qualify to be able to write their exams. So you can imagine, like, the devastation that they're even going through. And then you get people who qualified, but they're going through the most,
you know,
right, so now. Like, we're fighting to actually pass now. Uni is actually so crazy.
It is. It's so stressful.
It's so crazy. I was saying that to my friend that, like, what do you mean that I have to fight to get a good DP? After fighting to get a good DP, I have to fight to pass the exams. Why am I fighting?
Like, you know, like,
I'm just a girl.
Like, there's so much fighting, and it's like, even the whole DP thing, I still don't get. Why do you have to qualify for an exam?
For an exam.
Like,
are you doubting my intelligence?
Like, what if, okay, maybe in the semester you weren't locked in, but like, in the exam you can pull a 360.
Exactly. What if I can give you like 100?
You know,
it's just that you don't believe in me.
You know, like, why are you being an op right now?
Why are you being an op?
You know? But I want to find out, how do you like to have fun?
Oh, my goodness. Like you said as well, that obviously it's like an ongoing journey of discovering, you know, yourself as a whole. But right now, in the space or the season that I'm in, I'm very much into my own space, my own time, wholesome activities, you know, anything that could better my soul, you know, enrich my soul. That's what I want.
Okay. So,
and that can look like just having a conversation with my friend.
Definitely.
Or us going on a walk, getting ice cream and just talking. You know, like those little things. It doesn't have to be like expensive, you know, and we have to go to a hotel,
you know,
or a spa day. No. But just those moments where I can just be with my friend and we talk. And I know that after talking to my friend, I'm like, gosh, I feel rejuvenated.
You know,
this is it.
And I feel like that's something that a lot of people tend to kind of restrict themselves when it comes to, in a sense that they always think that, you know, financially you need to break the bag to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you don't need to. There's so many things that you can do in the city, in varsity, that are like really, it's free sometimes. You know, as I always say, there's nothing wrong with a good walk.
Honestly?
Like, what? Like, let's just take a walk. Like, come on now. Like,
walks save lives.
Mm.
I know that people might not even deep this, but it actually does save lives.
It does.
It does.
Especially if you're living in Summer Strand.
Yo.
You're just walking. Firstly, you're looking at nice houses.
Right.
The weather is great. The vibes are great.
The green scenery around you. The sunsets in PE.
Oof.
Let me tell you. Out of this world.
Literally. I think I even acknowledged that the other day when, like, I went skating.
Yes, I saw your face.
And I was just like, that day I was like, there are so many green spaces in Summer Strand.
Right.
And it's so beautiful.
And walking really makes you aware or notice even the smallest of things.
Definitely. Like a tree.
Literally. Or the birds chirping. Butterflies. You know, people, a couple that's walking together and they're happy. Or friends that are spending time together. And you know, see the one friend is holding the other one's plastic on the one side. And that alone just shows you so much about how beautiful life is in the smallest ways.
And it's like, it's amazing like that. Because I feel like we always kind of go to the grandeur.
And
it's like sometimes.
I mean, it's also amazing.
We do love being extra at times.
We love it.
You know? But sometimes we just need to ground ourselves.
Do you think you've always been someone maybe that is a spender in terms of your social life? Or you've been more of a laid back, let's do like non-expensive stuff? What's your vibe?
For me, I would say actually I'm the more, let's not do expensive stuff. Mm. Like I've always.
Really?
Actually.
I wouldn't have thought.
Really?
I thought you were like, let's break the bank.
I mean, like I do like breaking the bank, but more so like I think as of late, I've always just kind of been like, you know, I feel like with the advantage of like not doing things that break the bank is that you can do them more often.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because when you break the bag, you can break it once and then now
we'll have to talk after 2 months.
Yeah, so that's the thing I don't like about breaking the bag at times. And also, I feel like one thing I've noticed that sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it's much better to really like get to know a person and really develop a deep bond when you guys are just doing something normal, something trivial, you know?
So true. That's I think I was having a conversation with someone that I wouldn't want a date, like my first date with somebody, to be a whole formal setting.
True.
Or dinner. No. I just want us to walk at the beach or grab ice cream and we're having conversations.
Exactly.
Like real conversations. Because now I feel like I have to put on an act.
And that's the thing.
You know, I have to put on an act and I have to impress you. You have to impress me. Nah, let's not do that.
It's too much. Like, because now we both show up inauthentically.
Exactly. And we're wasting each other's time also in that process.
Yeah.
You know? So, nah.
And I feel like that's also something I've noticed where in varsity there is that somewhat of a pressure where like people are like, you know, I need to go to Zanzibar.
Oh my gosh.
To have fun.
True.
You know? And it's like, guys, we're students.
I always wonder like where that mentality started from, because if you actually like look at it, it's always in varsity whereby people want to be doing the craziest of stuff.
True.
Why?
I always thought it was social media, but at the same time, like, I don't think so.
I'm really wondering what is this pressure that like students feel to either be going to these expensive restaurants, these expensive clubs, or spa what so that are really expensive also. And you're just a student.
Literally, like
you're just a student.
Like
your allowance is probably like 1.2, 1.5. What do you understand that how long a month is to sustain you with 1.5?
Like and now you're gonna take a whole 700
exactly
to go to a restaurant.
Mind you, you're spending that 700 on the restaurant thingy, right? And then you still have to transport yourself. Do you know how much balls we use?
Hey,
I was looking at like my transactions and I'm like, balls is actually like the reason why I don't have money.
Because it's insane. And you think like, nah, it's just, you know, 20 rand, 30 rand.
When all those 20 rand and 30 rands, when they come together, sana, it's like, well, my 300 that
literally,
she spent.
And you're just like, wow, I could have just walked.
Honestly, and after that, or in the moment of you not having money, you're so ambitious and you're like, actually, you know what? I'm never taking Bolt again. I'm going to be walking.
You know?
You know, actually, and it's even going to help me because I'm going to get into my fitness era.
Exactly.
No, up until that money gets
comes
in
back
again, you're like,
you know,
maybe later.
Especially when it comes to like, sometimes you're just like, you know what? Boardwalk is closed. You know, I can walk to Boardwalk.
Yeah.
But then sometimes when you got that money, it's like, Boardwalk is so far.
Like, and I'm just a girl, okay? Like
the sun is burning me today.
True.
You know, and I do feel like with the pressures, I feel like, I think maybe it's a thing of age where it's like, in high school and primary school, you're constantly told that maybe, you know, you're a child. You can't do certain things. So I feel like for some people, it may be a thing of like, the minute they turn 18, they feel like they need to be like a full-grown,
fledged
adult. And it's like, I mean, yes, you are an adult now, but it's like...
That's so true.
You can't do...
That's so true. I think it also stems from that. Because when you're in high school or like under parental guidance...
Yeah.
You're like held back.
Definitely.
Now you in uni, you can do anything that you want to do. Like, I don't have to come back at 8. I don't have to sleep at my place. I don't have to.
You can sleep somebody else.
I don't even have to cook every day. I can just order every day.
With those freedoms, you can literally live a completely different life.
But then, is it also really a healthy thing?
True.
I'm scared that as students, we don't really have a healthy relationship with money.
Yes.
We don't.
We really don't. And we feel like because, I feel like we don't, not to say we don't get taught, but I feel like for a lot of us, it's the first time we had to like figure out how to budget, how to manage a large amount of money and live off of it, you know?
Have you been able to, like, master that?
Child,
that told me everything.
Okay, but, like, I will say that there are months where it's like, no, I got it locked in.
Yeah.
And then other months, I'm like, what is going on? And then I feel like one thing that really kind of confuses me is that there's this dilemma of, like, half of you is like, it's the economy. Everything's expensive. You know, it's not your fault.
Blame it on the economy.
But then the other half of you is like, let's be real. Like, what were you doing? Like,
so and I you know, like, when that you were at Konka the whole weekend.
Hey, you know weekend, that you are like,
you were at Konka, you were at Isa, you know? You're the blesser.
So I feel like that's something you also need to learn as a student, to hold yourself accountable and be like, listen, the way that I'm spending is not working. And not be afraid to change it up. I know.
Yeah.
I saw, I think there was this YouTuber I used to watch, like last year, who used to study in NMU.
Yeah.
And like what she used to do is that instead of doing like monthly groceries, she was kind of like weekly groceries.
Yes.
So that could be another strategy.
That actually really helps a lot.
Really?
I started implementing that this year after I saw that last year it wasn't working when I was getting like full on groceries.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't working. It wasn't. Because you find yourself spending more money around that time. Rather, in a week, you know, or you sort of like plan out that, okay, I'm making these three meals this week. So what should I buy? I'm buying mince, I'm buying chicken, I'm buying beef. Those are the three things, right? Maybe even that beef, I'm not even going to cook all of it.
True.
Some of it is still going to stay. So you've saved now for like almost 2 weeks or 3 weeks if you want to. Depending on how you use, obviously, your groceries. And that's the trick with it, is that it has to be in correlation with who you are and what you do with it.
Yeah.
If you know that you only have three meals in a day, you have that planned out. In terms of, okay, when I'm buying my eggs and whatnot and bacon and whatever, am I considering just for this week or next week as well? 2 weeks. Is this going to last me for 2 weeks? You know, like... Yeah. Guys, adulting.
It's a lot.
No.
I feel like I should implement that actually. Because it sounds really like it helps. Because my only fear with implementing that is a thing of like, what if each week I go over budget?
You wouldn't. Because the one thing that you can buy in bulk are your things like maize meal, rice, milk. You see those type of things.
Those things.
But your weekly groceries, it's just you going to buy the meat that you want to cook.
Okay.
Or, yeah, literally, that's the only thing that you are getting. And if you're a fruits person, obviously, you're going to go, you know, and get those, your yogurts and whatever. Those are the things that you're only buying. Afterwards, you will see that your bank,
it's going to love you. Be like,
it's mwah.
Okay,
it's
serious.
It's really amazing. Weekly groceries saved my life. I don't even want to lie. Shame.
It was the best thing.
Yeah.
But like, I want to ask, like, so when you go shopping, are you a type of person who kind of like goes to like different shops? Or do you go to like one shop and like just stick there?
Different shops.
Okay.
Different. I wouldn't do this, but the only reason why I'm doing it now is because that's how my mom taught me.
Okay.
So I used to always do groceries with my mom. And I always used to wonder, why are you getting into different shops? You
like,
go to Woolworths, you go to ShopRite, you go to Checkers, you go to Pick and Pay. She's like, no, you must see where your specials are. That's where you can buy, oh, this is where you buy the toilet paper. This is where you buy your milk, your eggs, your Because you don't want to be spending so much money.
True.
At Spa, there's literally, like when you do that, you see, you go to, oh, Spa is having this sale whereby maybe it's mealy, your rice, your oil, and sugar, all for 100 rand.
Oh.
Why would you then go to Checkers that doesn't have that, and you're literally spending more than 100 rand?
You know, so it's like such things work.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
period.
So always be open to checking what each store has, or the sales that they have, and then that's how you check as to, okay, what can I get? What am I getting here? What am I buying here? Also, is it essential though?
True.
Exactly.
Because some things you look like, hey, nah, this is not important.
Nah, it's not important. And you don't need to buy that bacon. Okay?
You don't need bacon, guys.
And bacon is expensive.
Hey,
I always used to be like, how do our parents buy groceries like this?
Literally. Because it's like some things you just look at you like, why is this 100?
Dude. I literally checked those burgers this once. I'm like, how does my mom buy these burgers and Viennas and whatever? How do you buy this, girl?
Like,
this is like 150. What do you mean?
I guess they are people with salaries, but like still.
And it makes so much sense why they would come back and they're so angry and grumpy.
Because they just.
Because you just spent a whole thousand. A whole thousand on groceries.
And you're just like, that wasn't even part of the budget.
Dude. Shame, man. I really honestly understand. I get it now.
I get it.
And the life of the student is that you live within your means. That's the life of a student.
Because once you start living outside your means, that's where things take a turn.
Yeah.
And I feel like also, as students, why would you feel pressured to live out your means?
That's also a huge question that you need to sit down with yourself about. Because at the end of the day, it's only going to affect you.
True.
It's gonna leave you broke or in a situation whereby now you're always asking people for money. You get what I mean? Like, it's actually really deep if you think about it in that sense, or the long-term effects.
Definitely.
Of it is that you end up broke, and you being broke, now you're not eating whatever. Or now you're asking your friends for money. And then by the time you get paid, you're like, ish, now I have to take out money and pay back. You see?
You know, and now it's a weird thing.
All because you couldn't save. All because you didn't live within your means. Is it really worth it?
True.
To be splurging your money like that?
It's an interesting
thing. Would you say, like, when you're shopping, are you the person that checks every store? Or you know that you're just going to check us?
I'm the person that actually just goes to one store because I think I used to go to every store, but I think one thing I realized about myself, which is something I also need to learn more, is like self-discipline. Because I noticed when, like, for example, I used to go to like both Checkers and Pick and Pay.
Yeah.
But what would happen is that I get to Checkers and then I have a budget and I go over that budget at Checkers and then I Pick and Pay, I go over the budget again. So I end up spending even more money than I intended. Rather, if I went to one store and got everything, even if like certain things are more expensive, it would have been less.
Yeah.
But at the same time, maybe I should, you know, try that again. I'm older now. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But also another thing, like when it comes to that, right? I wanted to ask you, do you think that you are more of a saver now or you're a spender now?
In like, as in like, which one I lean towards more?
Yes, now.
Right now. I think I'm a spender. Like, if I'm being honest, I think I'm a spender. But I'm a spender working on saving.
Okay.
All I'm going to say is that sometimes as a spender, you actually learn that sometimes if you spend irresponsibly, you do suffer. So I've learned my lesson a couple of times.
Suffer. And I hate being broke.
I feel like being broke is traumatizing, guys.
It's so traumatizing. And you look like your problems.
Literally. And life just becomes so inconvenient.
Exactly. Like, I can't even buy myself Coke.
Literally.
Because I have to think about that 20 rand that I still have there. That 20 rand is for bread.
Bread. But then, what are you going to put on the bread?
Oh my gosh. Yo. Guys, being a student is not it.
It isn't.
It's not it. But I think this is the whole point of us being in uni. It's us learning about ourselves, figuring life out, because life is actually preparing us for, you know, adulthood.
Because it's better to mess up now than later on, you know?
Yeah. And have you ever been in a situation whereby your left broke? In you being broke, are you the person that asks people for money Or are you the person that just keeps your brokenness to yourself up until you get money again?
I'm the person that keeps the brokenness to myself. Like, because for me, now I'm not judging people. I don't want to judge anybody. Of course. For me, I really don't like asking people for money. Especially because, firstly, I don't like the idea of owing someone. Where it's like, now it's like, I have to owe the other person money. And now, it now makes the relationship a bit weird now. Yeah. And like, I don't want that on me type of things. Hence, I was like, you know what? Maybe I might not eat, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Like, it's okay.
Let me deal with it.
You know, let me deal with it. Because like going the other direction.
Have you ever
asked anybody for money? I've never actually. I've only ever asked my family. Besides them, I've never asked people for money.
Have you ever been in a situation whereby someone asked you for money? And how did that turn out?
Child.
Those stories are always the funniest.
Literally. I don't know what it is.
Talk to me.
I don't know what it is, but people just love asking me for money sometimes.
I mean, maybe it actually means that you look rich.
Maybe it's that.
I mean, that's a good look.
It's a good look, but sometimes I'm just like...
It's giving Tito Mbueni.
You know, like, and I'm just like... You know, now you don't even know, should I help you? Should I not? Because if you give the money, then you're now in a tough spot.
Yeah.
But what if they genuinely actually need it? But then sometimes I also realize that, like, why are you asking me, though? It's kind of like sometimes you find the people are not asking you because they genuinely need it. They're asking you because they know you're going to say yes compared to other people.
Oh, you're spitting.
So,
can you please repeat that?
Sometimes a person's not asking because they genuinely need it. They're only asking because they know you're going to say yes. So, I've learned that lesson the hard way. I mean, hey, I've been asked for money for somebody who has a job. Imagine.
Okay, that's diabolical.
Like, that day I was like, really now? Really now?
What? Oh my goodness.
So, yeah.
No. I love what you said. I really love what you said. And do you think the reason why people were asking you, they were asking you because they know you'd say yes, or because really, honestly, they were in a tough spot financially?
In the situations I've been, I would say 90% of them, they're just asking because I could say yes. Because, you know, sometimes you, afterwards, you kind of see the way they move, you know, or it's like, huh, you said you were broke. Well, also another thing that you can tell is when, if you're going to ask me for money, at least have the respect to tell me what it's for.
Yeah.
Because some people, they just ask you without even saying what it's for. They're just like, hey, can I borrow 200 rand? Hey, bro.
And then next thing I see you,
exactly.
You're there on top of tables.
Like, we didn't agree to fund your club journeys. Like, come on now. Come on.
True.
So, yeah, I've been in a lot of situations where I think that it was not used because of desperation.
And has that, like, ever, like, affected or changed the relationships that you had?
It definitely does, actually. Because I feel like once that happens, I'm like, I kind of put my distance. And once you put your distance, you kind of know it's kind of chai. Although I will say that at some point, it became to a point where in general with like everybody and everything, I just kept my distance. But then I was conscious of that and I was like, okay, let me stop doing that and actually be more open and present. But also still having that boundaries, you know?
Do you think what led you to even putting those boundaries is the fact that you might be a people pleaser?
Yes. Oof. This is feeling like therapy. We get into the tea today.
I mean, you are talking to your therapist.
I mean, come on. So let's drop the tea. Ooh. Yes. I think that's something, I feel like something I've struggled with all my life. And I feel like in the university, experience, I feel like once I got to university, it got bad. Like, it got bad. To the point where, like, you know, I was in certain situations, in certain dynamics, that I was like, no,
it was. It only gets worse,
you know,
in uni.
Because it's like, at least in, like, other places, in, like, school, for example. Maybe I'd say you have other factors, like, other people there to kind of, like, monitor it, you know, because you know, at the end of the day, maybe you have a friend that's like, no, who will defend you or like stand up for you, but now in uni you're an adult, you have to speak for yourself. And if you don't speak for yourself, it reminds me of a certain, like, I wouldn't call it a friendship, but it was like a friendship that was painted as it was like, how do I explain this, it was a friendship, but I felt like the friendship was purely based on what they could get from me. So it was...
Honey, we're in therapy.
We in therapy. We stripping teas. Yeah.
My goodness.
So I think that was kind of traumatizing, I must say. You it know? Is. Because you think somebody's genuine friend.
Exactly.
But you kind of get to a point where they're just using you. To a point where even a stranger could tell. I will never forget this day when it happened, when I was within that friendship, and like a stranger could tell that, like, no, but this person's using you. And I was like, in the beginning, I was like, no, they're not.
Don't say that about my friend. Like, how dare you? Stop.
And then the more I thought about it,
you're like, actually.
So I had to get myself out of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, life has been looking better. And we work on such. We work on it. We work on setting boundaries, setting, and just, you know, growing as individuals.
Yeah, growing as individuals. I think that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You recognizing, also it's not a flaw to be a people pleaser. It's just a thing whereby people have not learned to put certain boundaries and always feel that if you say no, people are going to reject you. If you say no, people won't like you. If you say no, people wouldn't want to be around you anymore. And obviously, nobody wants to ever be alone, right? So you want to have a circle. But then when you realize that the real people in your life are actually the people who will respect you, still... with your boundaries that you have in place. They will still love you when I say no.
Definitely.
They will still love you when I say, nah, I'm not doing that.
And I feel like that's something I've also like had to like learn. Because I noticed, like, for example, after that friendship, I kind of isolated completely when it came to people.
Yeah.
And then when like I was in friendships where somebody actually would make the effort and genuinely cares about you, I would be a bit distant.
Yeah, because
just be like,
you went through something like that. Yeah. Someone hurt me. What if you can do that to
me? You know, and like you see like certain signs of like, is it gonna go this way? Is it not or not? Like the type of signs like if they ask you for money, that's what you know.
No, automatically.
You know, so it just puts you in a place that's like you end up isolating from people, and then once you're in isolation, you realize, oh wow, like this is not fun, you know, like, you know. It's a situation.
I think also like with relationships in as a whole, whether it be friendships, romantic whatever, is vulnerability. Vulnerability is such a huge thing, and the openness to vulnerability could literally save or break that relationship.
True. Because sometimes you genuinely just need to be honest.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy.
That's how lasting relationships, you know, stay intact. By us actually having these conversations, being vulnerable about the fact that I was once hurt like this and this and this, and this made me feel like this and this and this. Hence why maybe I'm pushing you away. And the person, you give the other person the opportunity now to say, I wouldn't do that to you. I don't want to be that type of person. I actually want to love you. I actually want to take care of you. I'm not going to do what that person did.
You know?
And I understand why you feel scared.
Mm.
You see, like now you're creating a bond whereby you're actually feeling emotionally safe. Even that, okay, this is it.
Like, this is nice. Yeah. You know? Like, okay.
There are actually real people out there.
You know, because sometimes you lose hope.
True.
And you should never lose hope, to be honest. You shouldn't. Even in the romantic sense, like when things go down, like don't ever lose hope on love.
We know it's tiring, guys.
Hey.
Being asked your favorite color every time. We'll see, what's your favorite meal? Oh, gosh. We know it gets tiring. But you know what? Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
hold out and soldier on.
You'll find your person. Have you ever like experienced like on TikTok like those tarot card readers?
Yes.
Yes. The tarot card girlie is gonna come and tell you your person is on the way.
Yeah, your person is on the way. If you are watching this, your person is coming to you, but not right now. Okay.
It's always, it's never now.
Yes, it's never now.
And you're like, when is it happening?
Like, I need the love of my life right now.
You know.
Okay. But also just talking in terms of like the money conversation. I've always said I don't like any issues that involve money. I don't like it. I really, really don't. It's uncomfortable.
It is.
Right? But the only thing that I can take is a close friend of mine or a person that I know who actually says, friend, ish, I'm in this situation. Because I know that that person knows me and will say, friend, I'll definitely pay you back. You know? And matter of fact, actually, I wouldn't even mind if they didn't.
You know, because
that's the relationship that we have. But if it's just a random person who's like, hey, man, can you please lend me 200 nyana?
Haibo. Like,
and I know that you're not going to pay me back.
You know, and that's the thing. Like, let's not lie. You're not going to pay back the money.
Exactly. You know? Gosh.
Some people even get angry when you be like, ish, no, I can't. Or,
oh my word. There was a case whereby this person asked somebody else for money, right? And then this person responds and says, ish, I don't have money. You know, I'm a little bit broke right now.
Yeah.
And then she sends a screenshot of her bank balance, right? Fine. The girl sees it and then the girl says, no, please take out the money that you put in your savings thingy. I can see the savings thingy there. Please take it out. And send please take it out and send that to me. I've never been so defeated. I'm like, what?
The audacity. The audacity.
The audacity for you to say, I must take out what is on my savings. That's insane.
That is insane.
And it's worse because this is also somebody who never pays them back.
So, it's a crazy, like, when it comes to money, guys,
money is so, imali yaxabanisa, guys. Yaxabanisa, shame.
But have you ever been in a situation where, like, for example, like, you've, like, been asked for money or you've, like, had to ask people for money? You never know, you know?
I have been in a situation whereby people do ask for money, but it depends, again, for me, the type of relationship we have. I will give you the money if we're close. And I know what you're using it for. It better be urgent. It mustn't just be, you want to go have drinks with your friends.
Like,
no. No, come on, girl.
That has haven't happened before. That has happened before.
Oh!
Like, this is a fun story. I'll never forget this day where it's like, I think it was that same friend.
Oh, where, my word!
Literally, like, I think they were going to, like, you know, they were going out to a restaurant with their friends. And, like, they didn't invite me, but I wasn't really feeling it and stuff. They were like, okay.
They didn't invite you?
Well, they did invite me.
Okay, okay.
But I wasn't feeling it that day.
Okay.
But, you know, when someone's like, you know, I don't want to come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did they not call me to ask for money because they couldn't cover the bill?
What? What?
Yep.
No.
Yes way.
No way.
I was just like, oh.
Did you send the money?
Did I send the money?
The
truth will be revealed. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, I did.
Oh.
And why? Yeah.
Oh.
It was a long time ago. It was a long time ago.
I'm a better person now.
I'm a better person now. I've grown and I ain't doing that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no. We're never doing that ever again.
Ever.
Because mina ngizokushaya.
Like.
Mina ngizokushaya shem.
I would have dropped the phone now. Like, drop the phone.
Like, what? No, I don't have money actually. Bye.
Bye, you know. Because firstly, why are you going out knowing full well you can't cover your bill?
Exactly. Like, what? Okay, that is actually crazy and that's insane.
Literally.
I mean, there are people who go out knowing very well that they won't cover their bill.
True.
The girlies
at the club. I mean, exactly. That has happened too.
And it works out for them.
You know,
the girlies just show up looking cute. And your bill is covered.
But, you know, you don't need to pay for your own drinks at the club.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess in that sense, it makes sense as to why they would leave the house without anything. But also, I don't know how I would be able to do that.
Literally.
Relying on somebody else to pay something for me is insane.
Yeah, no.
It's insane. I'm sorry. I'm that person that's just like, I will bring my card just in case.
You know?
Just in case.
Make sure I have money for what it is.
Exactly.
For transport.
Yeah.
There and back.
Exactly.
And even like extra just in case the price inflates. Because exactly. You know, Uber and Bolt, they just be crazy at times.
You know, and you must know, what is my spending limit even when I'm going there? Just so that I will be able to cover for myself.
You know?
In case anything happens.
Because... You don't want a situation where you spend over and then the rest of the month is rough.
It's chai. You can't even buy bread. Oh, you know it's bad when you can't even buy bread.
Yeah, like when you can't buy bread.
It's bad for real.
No, it's cold black, basically.
Some people even say that it's bad when you eat tinned fish. Do you think so?
I mean... Personally, I wouldn't. I know the tin fish and pasta combo is a popular combo. It's a popular combo, but personally, I would not eat that combo.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like tin fish when I was a child. Mm. Not anymore.
Maybe like you had it a lot. Okay.
I was obsessed with it, and then after some time, I was like, nah. So I wouldn't eat it. Would you eat that iconic combo?
I would. I would. But, like, I don't know if I would necessarily name it as a poverty meal.
True.
Why are we even labeling that as a poverty meal?
And people be labeling some things as a poverty meal.
Like, okay, that's crazy. Why?
Because cans aren't even that expensive. Cans are actually quite expensive.
They're quite expensive. Mm. Like, and then some people are going to make, like, rice and egg.
Okay, interesting combo.
Rice and egg.
It could slap if you're into it, you know?
Yeah, there are people who are really into it.
Mm.
I know someone who made like intentionally made pap and eggs.
Oh, okay.
Intentionally so. Not because she doesn't have money.
Just because
I'm craving that and I like it.
Mm.
So are we going to also label that as a poverty meal?
You know, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's which is something you learn as a student too. Some meals that you think are like broke meals are just a flavor to somebody else.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's actually a good thing to even name certain meals as poverty meals.
True.
I don't think it's a nice thing.
Because what are you trying to say to the people who eat?
Yeah, who eat that?
Because I know like some people, especially like during January, they always like, oh, cabbage is a broke meal.
Yeah.
But cabbage slaps.
Cabbage slaps.
Like cabbage and putu slaps.
Exactly.
Like,
and people have cabbage in different ways.
Mm.
What if I'm making a cabbage meal? Are you going to say that's also
a broke meal? A January meal?
Are you going to say that? Nah, I don't think it's a nice thing to say. Especially considering that people live different lives and we don't know what people are going through, you know, and literally any word that you can say or anything that you say to a person can literally make or break them.
True. And I feel like that's something that we always need to be conscious of, because especially in a varsity space where we all come from like different backgrounds. Oh my.
True.
That's something you really learn that can't just be saying certain things.
Yeah,
because you may be saying like, because you find, for example, somebody could be like, I'm so broke. I only have 1,000 rand. You, 1,000 rand is.
That's everything.
That's everything.
That's everything to me.
You know? Mm. So it's like such statements, for example, could be.
But then the tricky part is the person who is saying, I'm so broke, I only have 1,000 rand, right?
Mm.
Are they not allowed to express themselves like that?
Ooh, I mean, interesting question. I feel like they are, but at the same time, it's a gray area. In a sense, on the one end, they should be conscious, but the other end, they are allowed to express their scenario.
Because one thing that I've picked up quite a lot is that people who are moneyed or, people who are moneyed or come from, like, a financial background that's really good.
Yeah.
They are often shut down whenever they complain about anything financial.
True.
Because, ugh, oh man, anyway, you have your life figured out.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have problems. But what if they actually do have problems? What if for me, I'm not used to getting 1,000 rand anymore because ekaya, I used to get 2,000. This to me is me like living in poverty.
You know, and it's a valid experience.
It's a valid experience because that's what you used to. That's how you grew up. That's the family that you grew up in. So is it fair for us to actually really say that you're not allowed to say that you're broke?
It's an interesting question. It's interesting because you can't control your financial background.
Exactly.
It's truly not up to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, true. True. And I feel like a lot of people have really shut down people who are moneyed. Every time they express their level of brokenness or how, oh my goodness, this is a rough month for me. They're like, girl, come on. Rough month and you have 1,000 rand? Yeah, but for me, that's a rough month.
Yeah. So it's a tricky one.
Tricky one. I think that the conclusion to everything is the fact that be mindful, obviously, of the things that you say to a person, whether it's the person who is dealing with poverty or the person who is moneyed, whatever. Have a way of saying things. And don't just blurb out anything.
True.
Yeah. Be very intentional of the things that you say and be careful of how it lands to another person. Does it hurt them? Does it break them? Just honestly be a ear to listen.
You know,
when I say I'm broke, I'm broke.
You know, and don't like, you know, be like asking too many questions.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And dismissing how I'm feeling. Because when you think that I have money or when you think that, ugh, it's not going to last that long.
You know,
come on, you're going to be fine.
So it's just like, at the end of the day, we must be more conscious of our different experiences because we're all different.
And that's just how uni is as a whole.
Yeah.
Uni as a whole. How would you say, actually, now that obviously we're writing exams and we're wrapping up the first semester, how would you say your first semester has been? So far, because I already know, I know that you also graduated.
Thank you, thank
and
you.
Now you're doing your honors. How has that been like?
Honestly, it's been such a change. Like, this first semester has been kind of crazy because on the academic front, it's like you realize that, you know, as a post-grad student, you no longer have the thing of like, you're going to campus every day, you're attending classes all the time. Now it's like, for example, this semester, I only had one class to attend in a week. Next semester, after the blog modules, it's just research. So it's like,
oh my gosh,
it's such an adjustment.
Yeah.
That's like, in the good sense, you do have more time on your hands. But in the bad sense, you can lose the plot and then not do what you need to do. So I feel like discipline is something I had to teach myself throughout the semester. And then outside of academics and on the social sphere, it's been quite interesting, I will say. You know, a lot of self-discovery, a lot of genuinely like, trying new things, putting myself out there in different spaces, experiencing certain things for the first time. I mean, so, you know, just to say, hey, when it comes to the romantic sense of things.
We don't get into that.
We don't get into that because a lot is going on. Today where I'm just like, what was that? But you know what? We roll with the punches. And all I'm going to say is that this semester, as chaotic as it's been, it's just been fun. I'm excited for next semester. And how have you found your semester so far?
First semester, tricky at first, at the beginning. You guys didn't tell me that second year is hell.
For me, third year is where it goes down.
I heard from someone that from second year upwards, baby, nah. It's chai.
Yeah, but it's, second year.
It's chai. Because now you actually, like, the workload is, yeah.
It's now like the expect.
It's piling up. Mm. And now you actually, you're no longer a baby for real now.
True.
You know? So that was an adjustment. And also just like personal stuff that were happening on its own while adjusting to this. But overall, honestly, it's been an amazing semester.
Mm.
Just seeing how God really showed up for me in so many ways. And in ways or times where I genuinely thought that I cannot get through this.
Hey, and then it'll be
I got through it.
Period.
Because of my God.
Hallelujah.
Never fails me.
Hallelujah.
You know? So it's really been amazing. I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. And more than anything, I see myself going so far.
Period.
I see myself going so far, and this is only just the beginning,
it's
honey.
Only just the beginning. Cue the reality show starring music.
And out of 10, what would you give this semester?
In the beginning, I'll give it a 6, but like as we're closing off, I'll give it an 8.
Mm.
Like a good solid 8 that, you know. We're going places.
Okay.
We're going places. Like, especially like, although May was chaotic, when May and June occurred, I felt like, well, April was beautiful, but like end of May, things started opening up. New opportunities, new things. And I'm just like, what is going on?
This is it.
Like, I'm excited for this month. Cause I'm like, let's get it up.
Oh my goodness. I love that for you. And you deserve it.
Thank you. And you deserve it too.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Life is looking great.
See? Two superstars going far in life.
Exactly.
Honey, you know where to find us. It's just me. I'm Tigo here. And more on the social side of everything, how would you say that has been so far?
It's been interesting. I feel like it's been better because I feel like, you know, as I said earlier in the podcast, I felt like I went through an era in life where I was very isolative. And I felt like, especially this year, I've kind of changed as a person where I've like, in the past, although I always considered myself an introvert, I feel like recently now, for example, I actually enjoy, like, being with people and having conversations and being with others rather than being on my own. Like, I still do enjoy my alone time, but, like, like, if right now you would ask me, would you want, like, a day where you're just alone and it's chilled, or a day where you're socializing, connecting, engaging, I would choose the socializing one. So I feel like as a person, I've changed like that, and I've tried to also be, like, out of my shell. And realizing that, you know what, actually, there ain't nothing wrong with just
being
who you are. You know, and you find, you have interesting conversations and you make amazing memories. So I do feel like on the social aspect of things, it's been like, it's been beautiful. It's been beautiful.
Do you think that maybe now your time alone is something that you don't really enjoy as much, or you still do enjoy that despite obviously making conversations with people and engaging with people, but you also like having your own time?
I feel like I still enjoy the alone time, but not as much. So it's like I want it to be a bit less.
Okay.
Like, especially moving throughout this year, it's like I want to push myself to go, like, for example, more outside.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, these days, I take a walk every day.
Ooh, so it's like that.
To be more outdoorsy is, like, something I'm really pushing towards rather than just, you know, not seeing the sun. Nothing wrong with that, though. Nothing wrong with that. But I feel like I'm in an era where, you know, I want to, you know, change in a sense.
But also, like, the problem with isolating yourself or being alone is, majority of the time, it doesn't really stem from a good place.
Yes.
Majority of the time. Not that you can't have that. You definitely can. And on a healthy scale, right? But majority of the time, it scares me when people isolate themselves to that point. Because usually those are signs of you're depressed. You don't want to be amongst people. Why don't you want to be amongst people? Why don't you want to be outside? Why do you always want to be in your room, cooped up there? And you wait for people to leave. Then that's when you come out.
You come out and go to the kitchen type of thing.
You know? So it's something that people need to be really careful about. Mm. And not only just people, I used to also be like that. Mm. Where I went through a period whereby I just wanted to be alone.
Mm.
But then that's when I realized that that's when you get even more depressed.
True.
When you're just alone.
Yo.
Like, that's when you get even more depressed. So go outside.
Mm.
Like you said, yeah. Take a walk. Okay. Greet your neighbor. Mm. Ha ha ha. Have a conversation. And that actually makes you feel so much better.
It does.
It really makes you feel so much better. Rather than you just being in bed, looking crusty, eating, and just watching your shows. And that's just your life on a daily basis? Mm. No.
It's like, there's more to life than
there's
just that.
There's more to life than that. And obviously, we're not saying go and have a party with people, but we're saying maybe create relationships with people that you feel safe around.
Definitely.
You know, and get to see them maybe once in a while, and then you can go back to your room.
You know, have that balance.
Have that balance, or learn how to have that balance, rather. Because I don't think... Actually, we're not created to be alone.
True. We are social beings.
Exactly. We're social beings, and companionship is such a beautiful thing.
It is.
Companionship in every aspect, even.
It's so beautiful, especially seeing it develop and seeing the potential that it can curate in life. It's like, wow. Like,
right?
It's crazy. Like, when I really think about it, it's so crazy, but it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And it's like, I don't know how to describe it. But you know, like, when you're getting to know people or a person, and the more time you spend with them, your soul just feels so, I don't know, it feels like someone is just hugging your soul.
Literally.
Like, that's how I feel life is meant to be like for everyone.
Literally.
You find your person or you find your people, you know, that feel like that.
That you're like, like, what is going on? Like,
and you don't have to leave there and you're drained and tired or feel exhausted whenever you're around these people. But more than anything, these people are just recharging your soul.
Literally.
And you're like, I love being around them.
And it just makes you want to not only be around them, but experience life together.
Yes. Yes. And to know again that obviously, not everyone is for you, and that's okay.
You know?
And you will find your people along the way.
And I know some people, sometimes they were like, you know, they want numbers. Sometimes it's better, as they always say, it's better to have one amazing friend than like 20 where you're like, aye.
Exactly.
Aye, what's going on?
Less disappointing. You know, Jay, you've got your ride or die.
Literally.
By your side. And that's just that. And that's fulfilling on its own. Like, I don't need anything more than that. And be content with that. But it doesn't mean that you don't have good relationships with people. You do greet people.
Oh.
You get along with them.
But...
yeah. But you know you've got your girl. Or you know I've got my boy next to me. Like, that's all that matters.
True. So as long as you got your people, there's no pressure to now...
True.
Be out here forcing things that are not...
True.
You know?
True.
Ride with the waves, as they say.
And going on to, like, our conversation, rather, what are the tips that you would give anybody who is, okay, let's start here. Mm-hmm. Let's break down it here, right? Tips that you would give someone who's still in their first year and they're obviously figuring life out around balancing their life in uni, academically and their social life.
Ooh,
especially as a postgrad student now.
That's, I've been through this.
Yeah.
I know
experience.
Hey. I feel like, okay, on the social aspect of things, I think if, for example, if you're in a scenario where, okay, socially it's a bit lacking, I will always say that one thing that I always recommend, I think I was even talking to somebody else out here in Madiba's about this earlier, is to join societies. I feel like that is a great way to kind of get to know people, especially like, you know, even if it's even if it's with divas.
Yeah.
Even if it's, I don't know, there's so many.
Drama. Environmental.
I mean, also there's a lot of like religious societies as well. You know, I see them. You know, there's so many. The people go to church, you know.
True.
And you develop amazing friendships there. So I would recommend joining societies. Also, you know, talking to your classmates. Don't just, you know, go to class, go home. Go to class, go home.
Oh my gosh.
You sit next to a person, you've seen them the whole semester, but you don't know their name.
Yeah.
You know, like, talk to them. Even, you don't have to force a friendship, but just...
Just get along.
Get along.
Know people. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And from an academic sense, funny enough, academically,
I ain't got no advice.
I ain't got no advice. But I will say, academically, I will always say that, you know, firstly, learn your studying style. And like, really, never forget the plot. That's what I always say. Never forget the plot.
True.
Because one thing about varsity is that there are so many side plots that you can delve into, and then you get lost in it, and you're like, what was the main
plot? How did I even get here?
So I always remind myself that at the end of the day, the whole reason why I'm here is to get a degree.
Yep.
Is some of these side plots won't even be there on your graduation day. So leave it to the side, you know? True. So never lose the plot.
I love that. I love that. And it's so crazy because that's actually the most important thing.
It is.
That ayikho enye into oyizelelane.
Ayikho. Literally.
And that's how your parents will even talk to you. That ntanam, you're not there to make friends. You're not there to be grooving and whatever. That's what you're there for. So enye nenye.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It really honestly doesn't. And I would also say that. Never lose the plot.
Yeah.
Don't forget why you're here. Also, it's all also academically excluded. Hey.
And it's easy to happen. It's very
so
easy.
It's because varsity is insane, guys. Varsity is insane. Like, everything is happening at once.
So, if you decide to go the other way...
Exactly.
It will move without you.
It will move, unfortunately. Exactly.
It's not like high school where teachers would chase you, be like, you know, like...
You didn't submit. Why haven't you written? No one cares.
If you don't do it, oh, well.
Oh, great.
Like...
One more year to your degree. Oh, you decide to do it again. Okay, two more years. Oh, 3 more years. We told us to get a degree. Yeah, 3 years in 6 years.
Literally.
Literally.
And that time you could have gotten like your master's. Like, honestly, you know. Like, or worked or something.
Come on. Like, log in. Like, don't forget why you're here. Obviously, there's so many other beautiful things to life. The relationships that we build with people. Societies that we join. You know, amazing. Great. But the real reason why I'm here is to obtain this degree and better my life, you know. And outside of that, then we can focus on other things.
True.
And whatever that looks like to you.
Is like.
Exactly.
So would you say personally when it comes to like, for example, like I've noticed on the academic front, you know, some people find it easier to lock in because they enjoy the degree that they're studying. But I know for some people that's not always the case. So what would you say, what advice would you give to somebody who like, they really want to lock in, but for example, they're not studying something they're passionate about?
Ooh. Okay, that's a difficult one. It's a difficult one because I'm not in that situation.
Same.
I'm not in that situation. I really love what I'm studying. Psychology is beautiful. Psychology is amazing. But despite that, like, I just love learning as a whole. To somebody who doesn't like what they're doing, honestly, I don't know if this is like good advice, but I would say don't study something that you don't like. Let's start there. Don't study something that you don't like. I believe in passion.
Same.
I truly, honestly believe in passion, and that passion leads you into rooms that you actually supposed to be in. So you trying to force something that you don't even like, you're just making yourself even more unhappy. And you will feel as if you're not even fulfilling your purpose the way that you're supposed to, because you're not going into something that you like and that is on your level or represents you as a whole. So I would say do whatever that sets your soul on fire.
Period.
If it doesn't, leave.
Cut it.
Leave. I'm a huge believer in that. But obviously, I do understand that with the context of university, those things are really difficult.
True, there's like other circumstances and stuff like
you
that.
You know, you can't just say to someone, oh, just drop out.
You know, or like, oh, just change the course.
You know, that's not easy. But majority of the time, people who are in those situations, afterwards, they realize that I shouldn't have even like done this thing because I don't even want to work in this thing. And then now they're going back to school to start what they actually like.
True. So now it's like a lot of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, you wasted like maybe 4 years of what you're studying because you don't like it.
Mm.
And then now you have to also come back and do something else. Do you understand also the amount of money that you're spending in that whole process?
True.
Because uni is expensive.
It's very expensive.
It's really expensive. So I would say to a person, if you're not getting what you want, don't go there.
Like, just be real with yourself.
Be real with yourself. If it means applying in other places for what you actually like, apply there up until that door opens up.
And I feel like also on a, like a spiritual level, I feel like most of the times the universe or God or whoever will not put you in a place where you're going to have to. If the door is not meant for you,
It's not.
I feel like even before it gets there, he's going to close it. Or at least that would happen to me. You know? But like, it's like, a lot of times doors get closed because they know that let's not force the direction.
But you know, another thing that I now that you mentioned the spiritual sense of it as well, sometimes I do believe that you're placed in that area because you're meant to be there. May not feel great, like it,
but
and it doesn't make sense right now. But then maybe God or the universe is saying to you, just wait a bit. It will make sense.
Like, it will make sense.
It will make sense. I'll give you 2 years. It will make sense as to why you're here. And that's the other part of the coin then to people who are doing something that they don't like, is that it's either it actually really works out or you find yourself in a situation whereby I absolutely hate this thing. I don't want to do it. It drains me. I don't want to be here. So again, in that part, go to what sets your soul on fire.
Yeah.
Or you really see what God works out for you.
Maybe you find enjoyment, or maybe halfway he's like, there's a reason why. And then you learn.
There's a reason why maybe you went into teaching and you don't even like that teaching. What if actually you realize, man, this is something that actually is so fulfilling. Like, I actually love being here. If I was in medicine, I actually would have hated it.
You know?
Now that I think about it. Also, maybe my working hours. Maybe I would have hated the fact that in medicine, I'd have to be like up for a whole 24 hours.
Hey.
Whereas here, like, my time is a bit more flexible.
You know, it's just,
you know,
when school closes, I close.
You know, I'm on holidays. I spend time with family more, etc. Those things, like, things start to actually make sense. That, oh, okay,
I see what
what you did there. You cooked. You ate that. What would you say to somebody who's in that situation?
I feel like I would say the same thing as you, because personally, I'm also big a believer of like passion.
Yeah.
Because although some people may be, although when I was younger, I used to be like, no, you got to study, you know, what's going to make you money?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, yes, you can earn that money, but if your life is miserable, then there's no point.
Yep.
There's truly no point.
True.
And I feel like even when you go to the direction that you're passionate about, I feel like such opportunities and such abundance will naturally attract you either way, because you're going to do the hard work. You're going to work hard. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether, for example, you're studying something that a lot of people may consider, oh, there's no money there.
Yeah.
You know?
So true. And then it works out for you. Like, I think I saw a video yesterday on TikTok where this girl was saying, get into any person who wants to still get into content creation or whatever, get into it. It's not saturated. If something is meant for you, it's meant for you.
Exactly.
And can you imagine like how many people are in content creation?
A lot of people.
Never mind the people that we know who are influential like that, but people in general who are trying to push the agenda if it's meant for you, it will work out. It's not too saturated.
Mm.
It's never saturated. So even, I know with my degree as well, psychology, a lot of people are studying psychology, you know. But again, what if it works out?
If it's meant for you, it's meant for you.
If it's meant for you, it's meant for you.
Mm.
And if it's not, it's not. It's fine. We find another alternative. And life will just honestly unfold by itself.
Mm.
And just trust the process.
Definitely.
Trust the process. And this life thing, guys, it's not easy. We're figuring it out on a daily basis. We don't know what we're doing.
And that's the beauty of it.
And that's the beauty of it. You know, adulthood and adulting, I guess.
Mm.
It's beautiful, but messy.
It can get very messy and chaotic.
Beautiful, but messy. And what advice would you give to a first year right now who's writing the exams currently?
Ooh.
And what tips would you give them around this time?
I would definitely say to the first years, what's good, what's good.
What's popping?
What's popping? number one, have confidence in yourself. Because I do feel like in first year, I've noticed that sometimes you don't read, because it's a new environment, you don't know how things work. You kind of go into exams or assignments with that mindset of like, I'm doing something wrong. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen. And I feel like when you put that energy out there, that energy of like, then
you get that.
Mm. But when you're like, you know what? Maybe I might not be technically the greatest at writing an essay.
But I'm going to show up.
But I'm going to show up and I'm going to write the best I can. And you're going to get a good mark. You know? I mean, yeah, there's plot twists sometimes.
Of
but,
course.
You know,
hey, uni has plot twists.
So if you do get a plot twist, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Sometimes you think that you ate that up.
And then
it ate you up, girl.
So that's another thing. Don't forget plot twists. Be ready for anything. Be ready for anything. Sure. But also, don't go into the academic season with a bad mindset.
So true.
Stay focused as well. Really, like, as we say, find your study tips. Stay studying, you know, really lock in. And don't forget to take breaks as well. Once again, I'm always an advocate for taking breaks, having a balanced social and academic life. Don't study to a point where now physically you're starting to, you know, this thing of like, you know, you studied so hard, but like your body is failing and you can't even write the exam. Like, don't let it get to that point. Because it's, that means all your effort's going to be pointless.
Literally. Burnout. Burnout is
it's real.
Burnout is real. And you can find that you've studied all those things. You're ready, but your body is failing.
Because you didn't get enough sleep.
You didn't give yourself enough rest. You're not eating well. You're not sleeping well. You know, like all those things. I really like that. But people should really take care of their well-being and themselves despite the chaotic season that we are in right now of exams, you know? And that's a thing that kills a lot of students.
It does.
That's what messes up a lot of students' lives and also, like, academics.
Because
it's
very easy to slip into that cycle. And, you know, I think, remember the whole time on social media with the pandemic of the energy drink and the BioPlus?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. People mixing
things.
Please don't do that to your bodies.
Please don't do that, guys.
Don't do that. I don't even like the thoughts of an energy drink.
True.
I really don't like it. And the only time I would say to a person, okay, maybe you can use it, is when you really need it.
Yeah.
Like, I really, really need it right now. But otherwise, survive with your own strength or your own capacity. You're tired, rest. Get up again, let's try again. Not the energy drink thing.
Where now you're surviving on energy drinks.
And it messes up your patterns. It messes up your patterns. Also, health-wise, let's not even get into that.
Yeah, because, like, what happens after the exam season?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's what I would say. My personal advice to the first years. I'm so proud of y'all.
You made it this far. Shout out to you. Like, do you know how hard uni is?
Hey.
Uni is hard. I was actually having a conversation. I was having a conversation with my mom when I was at the library. And I was crashing out.
Yeah.
I was crashing out because I'm like, this content is not getting in. Mm. I don't know what is happening. I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Because I need to pass this paper, right? And then I say to her, I honestly understand why people drop out at this point. And she's like, you know what? I understand. I say, what? She's like, I understand why people cry so much and dance so much when they graduate.
Yes.
Because what?
It takes you through so many
emotions. You know, I really understand those people who cry. Those people who just start dancing
in front of the dean.
Because like, I did that. I did that. Because uni is challenging.
It is.
It's challenging. And as long as you get to the finish line, I think that's also just the most important thing to say to any uni student is that as long as you get to the finish line, whether it takes you 3 years, 4 years, seven years, it doesn't matter. As long as you get to the finish line, that's all that matters.
Literally.
Because you're honestly doing your best and that's enough. And that's okay.
Okay.
That's really okay.
And the fact that you were able to get to the finish line is impressive.
Exactly.
It's like, wow. Exactly. Like, you know?
Even you just getting into uni, it means you have the capacity to get through.
You know?
You have it.
Because matric ain't easy.
Exactly.
Ooh, matric.
Oh, yo. Honey. Oh, honey. When I catch matric.
Hey!
When I catch matric.
So the fact that you were already able to get through that. You can get through university.
And say, what's it mean? I'm going to my Lucy. And then afterwards, we get to the point where we're like, oh no, I've got a degree.
Like, period. You know, so we could do it in this life.
Yeah.
We could do it as long as we put our mind into it. And as well, we said, you know, with the degrees as well, when you're doing something that you have passion for, then it even becomes even better.
Exactly. And you realize that the sleepless nights, the everything was worth it.
Yeah.
Because I love what I do.
You know?
And if it means I have to really push for all these hours and whatever, that's what I'm going to do. Because I need to make it.
Definitely.
I need to fulfill my purpose in whatever way that it may be.
So it's the beauty of life.
But obviously we're not like restricting it only to our first years.
True. It can apply to anybody, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Whatever.
Maybe you're even a student. You know, maybe
as long as you're a student, honestly, I'm proud of you.
Literally.
As long as you're a student and you're at the point that you're in, you're doing your best, you're doing amazing, and that's all that matters. And I want you to always acknowledge the fact that you're doing amazing.
Never forget that.
Be kind and be gentle to yourself. Life is tough. Uni is tough. Okay? But you're doing amazing.
And you're not alone.
You're not.
Alone.
Oh, you're not alone.
You're not alone. You're not the only one experiencing this.
Oh, sigowa sonke.
Hey.
Siya departure sonke.
Which is why it's also important to also speak to people as well. Because one thing you learn is that also something I've learned throughout the degree and life is that you may think a certain situation you're facing on your own.
Yeah.
You're not the only one. It's a community.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's a community of goals. So.
And that's when you realize that you're never alone. I think that's where the importance of building community or building a social life now with people who are also in the same industry maybe that you're in or whatever that you're studying. You know, you get to relate with these people. And also maybe you get inspiration from these people as well who are saying, actually, maybe I wouldn't say do it like this. Maybe try to change it a little bit and implement this now. You know, let's try the strategy. Actually, you know what, we're gonna wake up tomorrow and tackle this thing together.
You know,
let's meet. You know, that makes life so much better. It's like, oh my goodness, you actually want to show up for me, you want to help me, you want to support me.
Like, it's a crusade.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Community is something that I will always advocate for.
Definitely
In any space, even whether it be school, work, home, whatever.
Community is always...
Yeah.
It's always a thing we should advocate for.
Community literally gets you through everything. Literally. Because
you can't do it alone.
You can't. You definitely can't. But, yeah.
Time
brings us to the end of our podcast episode. I hate it when we have to leave.
Literally.
I really hate it when we have to leave. Because what do you mean? What do you mean?
Like,
we love being with you and just talking to our shakers.
Like, it's just been an amazing hour. It's like it's even over an hour at this point.
I think so too.
Hey, but it's okay. Hey, they're going to be like, get out.
Because that's how much we yap, okay? Literally. We're yapping. We're yappers over here.
Honestly.
But we love it. Mm-hmm. And we're having conversations with you. And we hope that you enjoy and love this episode. Otherwise, elam igama nguvuyo lwethu wakwanzwayo, but now to be your joy, honeys, on this podcast.
And of course, my name is Cleo Gatello Ndlovu, the brightest star on podcast. And as we always say, bye.
The best youth station in the Bay.